want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Matt Halleck coming at you with another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. And I have, I've just been really wrestling things out with the Lord lately, as I'm sure many of us have. I mean, during this time of weirdness that's going on in our culture of being at home and figuring out what the government's doing and all of that stuff, we and what our jobs are doing, what our income is doing, I'm sure that so many of you have been just really seeking God about what to do, about what he's doing, about who he wants to be for you and in you. And that leads to a point that I want to make for us today. And it's that we go through these hard, rough patch times, and we start to ask God, what are you doing? God, what do you want me to do? Because our focus is all on Jesus. You are real, and therefore you do X, Y, and Z for me. Now, I am 100% believer in the promises of God, in the fact that he is so real that he wants to come and impact our lives today, right now, where we are, that he shows himself and that our lives can be different and should be different than the rest of the world because we are marked by a supernatural experience of Jesus and his power and his kingdom in our lives. But what is our focus? Is our focus on Jesus, all of this stuff is going wrong and you're not following through? You are not proving yourself real. You are not proving yourself strong. You are not holding up your end of the deal. Is that our focus? Is our aim in walking this kingdom path, is it so that Jesus can give us the things that we desire and need? Or is our focus as a soldier serving in the ranks of his military, is our focus Jesus, King, what would you have me do? Who would you have me be? No matter what goes on around me, my loyalty is to you. My commitment is to you. and I am yours. And no matter what goes on around me, no matter what may crumble around me, no matter what may fall apart around me, I am yours. I am yours. You are my king, and my heart is yours. See, we link our experience of Jesus to our circumstances. So when our economy shuts down and our jobs go away, we think, Jesus, you're not working for me. We think, Jesus, you're not around. Jesus, you're not showing yourself strong for me. But what if Jesus is so real that he wants to come in and change and shake everything that we do and everything that we've known? And also, though, what if our relationship, our connection with him, the reality of the gospel exists independent of our circumstances? So that as all these things change and fluctuate, he stays the same. And that staying the same can begin to influence over into this up and down, into this crazy, tossy-turny life. And as I'm speaking this message, this isn't actually what I had planned to talk about, but I'm speaking to myself. Because I have let my external circumstances, my external results be the ultimate litmus test, the ultimate gauge of how my connection with the Lord is doing. But something that I touched on last time is that when we follow the Lord, sometimes it doesn't look as we would expect, because in Mark 1, when Jesus was baptized and the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in him I am well pleased," all of the world did not roll out the red carpet for him, give him 1,000 new followers on Instagram, give him a bunch of page likes, and a brand new exploded YouTube channel. No, after he got the Father's endorsement, he was driven into the wilderness, to barrenness, to desolation, and to temptation, and struggle, and challenge. What if we let our connection, our literal relationship between us and God, the conversation we have with him, the things that we speak to him and the things that we allow him to speak to us, the things that he says into our spirits, the things that he reveals out of his word, what if we let that tell us where our connection with the Lord is at? What if we seek him for the sake of him? What if we seek him for the sake of becoming like him, for the sake of becoming transformed? So Mark 1 goes on to show us that when Jesus came back from the wilderness, he says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And he goes into calling his disciples and healing men with an unclean spirit, and he heals a bunch of people. And he's doing all of this action, all of this activity that is good. And then he rises early in the morning, Mark 1:35. And while it's still dark, he departs and goes out to a desolate place. And there he prays. You see, Jesus his own spiritual life, his own well-being, was anchored in his connection with the Father. So he says in John that he only does what he sees the Father doing. That means that there are times of busyness where there are many demands being placed on him. And that means that there are times of stillness where he gets away and speaks and listens and communes with the Father. See, a true connection, a true anchoring into the presence of God does not lead us into being crazy busy 100% of the time and only going, doing, because that's more important. But neither does it lead us to be up on a mountaintop for the rest of eternity, just being and doing nothing and taking no action. Connecting with the Father enables us to walk the line. Not where we halfway go and halfway go one way, halfway go the other, but to walk the line where we are fully in one way and fully in the other. Just as Jesus was fully God and fully man, so we can be fully waiting on God in prayer and fully engaging in the dirt and muck and grime of the earth to bring his kingdom to it. We both wait and pray and fast and seek his face, and we go and charge ahead and take action and respond to needs of the day. It's not either or, it's both and yet in the middle of it all, we say, Jesus, I depend 100% on you. Jesus, I need you to do anything of worth, to be anything of value. I need you. And yes, I am valuable and I am worthwhile. And I bring good things to this world, bring good things to the table. But it is because of you. And Jesus, without you, I am lost. But I have you, so I go. So many times we err on one of these or the other. And we say, Jesus, without you, I am lost and I am worthless. So I need you and I'm waiting for anything to happen so that I can finally do something good. And I'm just not going to do anything. I'll just stay the course and hold the status quo because I am worthless and woe is me. This leads to passivity. This leads to inaction. This leads to dysfunction and frustration and bitterness. But then we also, on the other hand, say, okay, well, if I'm so amazing as Jesus made me to be, then I'm just going to go and do and go and do and go and do. And we never actually stop and listen to the heart of the Father. We never stop and ask, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? So maybe we need to do both. Maybe this is a both and situation. It's a both and gospel. It's a both and way of being a man in this world. So we let the reality of who God has made us to be sink into us so much when he speaks to us saying, this is my son whom I love, and with you I am well pleased. So he speaks that into us and he fills us with his affirmation and his acceptance. And we take that, and no matter what circumstance comes, no matter what thoughts come in and try to argue us away, we cling to that testimony from the Father for us and we let it move us. And when we go through a time of a desert where there is nothing around, we are not running dry, because like Jeremiah 17 says, that a man who trusts in the Lord, his leaf will never wither. He's like a tree planted by the waters. So in times of drought, his leaves do not wither, but he stays green and he bears fruit in all seasons. So we go through desert times, but we stay full and alive. And then we come and we come back into the world and we see the needs and we see the mission that God has for us and we see the place of our favor where he says Matt or he says John or he says Bill or Jeremy or whatever. He says, this is what I have for you to do. Go and do it. And we are not operating independently. We're operating in submission and also taking initiative and also taking action, but continually submitted and listening. It's not easy. It's not easy for me, if I'm being honest, because I always feel like if I do too much, I'm not listening to him and I'm somehow missing out on connection with him and I'm off doing my own thing in my own power. My natural bent is to assume that I'm doing too much in my own strength and it's not powerful. So then I tend toward inactivity. I tend toward passivity, praying and waiting for the magic touch of God. But I believe that he wants to give us his touch. I believe he wants to meet us in that way. And yet at the same time, he also says, hey, go. So we need to be seeking after more and more filling of the Holy Spirit. But we also need to be operating in our faith that God says, I've given you every spiritual blessing. So we're going to sit around like the older brother in the prodigal son who says, God, Dad, you've never so much as given me anything. And he says, everything I have is yours. So we're going to sit around saying, God, you never gave me the magical baptism of the Holy Spirit. You never gave me this encounter where I met you and fell on the floor for 2 hours and couldn't move and was burning and had visions of you. So I'm never going to do anything. Or do we say, oh, everything you have is mine. Maybe I haven't felt this or experienced that or the other thing, but everything you have is mine, so I'm going to continue in communion with you. I'm going to continue praying in connection with you, listening and receiving from your heart. And then I'm going to go in faith. I am doing my part of this relationship, which is seeking you with all of my heart. So I'm trusting you, God, even when I feel it or when I don't. I'm trusting you to do your part of the relationship and meet me there. I'm trusting you to empower me with your Holy Spirit. And if I go out and I don't see the power, I'm going to come back and ask for more. But I will not stop because I'm a man of the kingdom. This is who I choose to be. It is not by whim. It's not flailing around by feeling. It's by power. Gentlemen, we can do this. We can live assertive, proactive, bold, confident lives on fire in the kingdom, and also submitted, humble, willing to be corrected, willing to change course, willing to listen for our orders. We can do this. So let's do it together. Thank you, gentlemen. This has been Matt Halleck for the Man Warrior King podcast. Stay strong. Stay bold. Stay active in the kingdom. Jesus loves you. This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.